They are perhaps the most famous words of the American Revolution, and arguably the most important speech delivered in American history. The words and their delivery inspired people to take action. That speaker and those words are this edition of the American Countryside.
Use Radiate to give back to your crop's roots and pay it forward for generations to come. Radiate is the only root stimulant that can drive maximum root growth in all crops while growing the roots of all the young future farmers of America across the country. By using Radiate on your farm, you're helping Nutrien Ag Solutions give back to FFA and give back to the roots our crops and communities are built on. Ask your Nutrien Ag Solutions crop consultant for details about Radiate's give back program or learn more at RadiateRoots.com. Always read and follow label directions. Check registration in your state.
How do you make sure your farm is ready for tax season? What about the latest technology for 2019? Those are some of the topics we're tackling on Farming the Countryside.
If prices are strong on relatively new used equipment, is there a soft spot for people willing to take on something older?
For our Farm Journal family, I just wrote the advice for 2019. My advice was to look at the soft spot.
I'm Andrew McCray, your host for Farming the Countryside, a podcast brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Listen to Farming the Countryside on the AgriTalk app or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
Michael Wells says Patrick Henry was already a well-known trial lawyer and orator by the time he came to a meeting of colonial leaders at St. John's Episcopal Church in Richmond, Virginia. On March 20, 1775, he rose to speak in favor of forming a militia to secure the rights he and others desired.
Henry was known as being very theatrical in his speaking style. It was said he had a very enthusiastic style. He's going for the emotions. He's going for the gut response.
He did not write out his speeches, but rather spoke extemporaneously.
He spoke for about 15 minutes or so, but the impact of his speech was very great and wide-ranging. It was talked about by many people in Virginia.
The words were later written down by one of Henry's biographers, who asked men like Jefferson to verify their accuracy. Wells delivers the last lines of that famous speech.
Why stand we here idle? What is it that gentlemen wish? What would they have? Is life so dear, or peace so sweet, as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God! I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty, or give me death.
The phrase is perhaps the most well-known of the American Revolution. Wells reenacts the famous speech for scheduled events at the church yet today. Traveling the Countryside in Richmond, Virginia, I'm Andrew McCray.